Okay, starting a new sugya with Siyat and Shmaya. Just got two lines left from the previous sugya. The Gemara spoke about a keled, although it seems to be just two lines concluding the previous sugya. We're going to learn, we're going to see that these two lines are actually the introduction to the next sugya. So it's important that we should read it now. The Gemara said that the keled ate a charara and burned down a godish. That's the Mishnah. Burned down the godish, and the Bala Kelev's chayv to pay Nezik Sholem Lacharora and Chatzi Nezik on the godish. Read the Gemara, we are the last word of the line is the Ochlo, four lines up and the end of the Omid. The Ochlo, first word on the next line is here. The Ochlo Eicher, where did this animal eat this loaf of bread? He named the Ochlo the godish, he ate it in the god on the godish. The offer of the godish down, he ate on somebody else's godish. So the loaf of bread was eaten on a different person's owner's godish. Different field completely. Then why is the bala kenneth chayv for the loaf of bread? It's a din. You need to eat, the animal needs to eat it, and the rishus of the nizik. And here, although he took it from the rishus and nizik, why is he eating it? He's eating it somebody else's field. So why should the bala kelev have to pay for the loaf of bread? Yerai meleke, Rabbi Inon, we need, we require, uvia mistei acher. We need it to be that he devoured it in the field of acher, in the nizik's field, not in somebody else's field. But Lekin, we don't have it. Leitzicha, you're right. You know what? I'm going to tell you Pshat and HaMishnah. Leitzicha, the Ochlo, the Godish, the Baal Chararo. He ate it in the Godish on the Baal Chararo, on the haystack of the Baal Chararo. So he has to pay Nezik Shalom on the Rav Bread because it is in Rishus HaMishnah. Okay, that seems to be the conclusion of the previous Gemara. And as I say, we're going to learn in Tosfos that it's actually the introduction to the next Gemara.
So that implies that even other the question of what was classified as the part of the region.
Oh, very good. Very good to be actually being aimed on an important point. That what's called the animal eating, ovir, is the taking of it from the shus called ovir, or is it the eating of it is called ovir? What's the ovir, Mr. Achim? The taking it or the eating it? That's the shayla. So if it's the taking, so who cares where you actually ate it? The Gemara asked, the Ochre Eicher, where did he eat it? Who cares? He took it from the Rishus of the Nizek, and then he burned down somebody else's Godish. So you see that the Gemara is taking on here that the thing that defines whether it's Uvir Yisayachir is not the taking, but rather the eating. All that is what Yisayachir suggests. Midayach. But seeing Tosfos is very important here, which is fundamental for understanding the whole Sugya from the beginning to end. But yes, that we see here that it's not the taking that's the issue, it's the eating. Right?
The taking is probably with the mouth.
If he took it, took it with the mouth, then it's the eating. Okay, but even if he took it with his mouth, then eat it.
Maybe that's defined as the first stage of eating.
You see not, because what they say, where did he eat it? What do you mean? He took it with his mouth from Mr. Nizek.
Even though it's eating, yeah. Instead of human consumption,
nobody would eat it. That might be. If by putting it in his mouth, he's now destroying it, and nobody's going to eat it anymore. Maybe that is called a beer. But holding it, picking it up, and moving it from A to B, that's not.
How do we know that?
How do we know what?
They're just taking it to somebody else's property and eating it there.
There's lots of Mars question.
The assumption right now that you have to have an eating exactly on the initial property.
Why is it not assuming that?
I don't know.
So you see from the Gemara's assumption, the Gemara is telling us you need to eat And they need not just take it from the Rosh Hashanah, then they have to eat it in Rosh Hashanah. That you see from the Gemara's assumption. The operator, if he ate it and somebody else do shows, you need a baby stayaka, what do you mean? He took it from that person to show. Isn't that enough? Do you see the grass is not? You need to actually eat it in the version of shows.
Isn't the mission
stay up to that? Yeah, but that is when, who cares where he, I've only needed to eat it, but where did he eat it? If we define Shem, the Shushanizit is the act of taking it from the Shushanizit. And then maybe he eats it, it doesn't bother me, but since he took it from the Shushanizit, he's chayv if he eats it. But this caravan took the haram from the Shushanizit and then ate on the godish of Rishus somebody else completely. It'd be chayv. The Baal HaKerem would be chayv. Should be. And yet the Gemara says clearly not. The Gemara says, the Ochlo Hecha, where did he eat it? He named the Ochlo of the godish down, he ate somebody else's godish. You need the Bi'abisteach, you don't have it. What do you mean? He took it. Do you see the Gemara saying no? The Gemara is teaching us. I remember the Gemara is teaching us, what does it mean, Ovevisteacha? What does it mean? Ovevisteacha means it eats it in the Rishus HaNizik. Not it takes it from the Rishus HaNizik, it has to actually eat it in the Rishus HaNizik. Okay? The Tzaddik is going to talk about that as well. All right, very good. That's something which our Gemara, instead of me coming to teach it to us, the Gemara taught us that. The Gemara taught us this cloud. It's not just good enough, we need to take it. Uvir means you eat it. That's what the apostle said. Uvir is there. Okay, so that's all we can talk. Now we're starting the sugya. We're starting continuing the sugya depending on how you want to learn it. Tim shows the P paro kechatzar hanizik dori. Now there was a massive dispute held in many bottom midrashes about 1,500 years ago, massive dispute whether pi para, the mouth of the para, has got the din of the Rishus HaMazik or Rishus HaNizik. The animal comes into Rishus HaNizik and is eating in Rishus HaNizik. How do you define the food in the mouth of the animal? Is it Rishus HaNizik because it's in the land of Rishus HaNizik, or no, it's Rishus HaMazik because this mouth belongs to who? The Mazik. So it's Rishus HaMazik. This was a dispute that Mamish spanned Bottom and Joshim, a well documented dispute. And the Gemara is saying, well, we could prove it from our case. We could prove it. They've got this massive dispute. Tiv Shoy, we're going to now resolve this dispute from our Gemara, Hakerem Shehoto Harora. We can prove that. It's Rishus HaNizik. Seems like we can prove it from a Kenneth Shalom Tavara, and he eats it on the Godish. He's eating it. And how much about Kenneth have to pay on the Korah? Why? It's in Rishus HaMazik. It's in Rishus HaMazik. So how should he be? Since we could be pushing the Shaila, it's got din of Rishus HaNizik. We don't look at the mouth of the animal. We look where the animal's standing. We can be pushing the Shaila, it's got din of Rishus HaNizik. This Shaila, which was spanned the greatest army that had come in the ask, this Shaila tried to bring rice right, left, and center. This is the Raya. We've got a proof which they didn't present. We're going to present them with this proof. A Kelev Shalom Haroro, it says in the Mishnah, how much does the Kelev have to pay? Bal Kelev, it's paid for Mezek. Why? It's not Rishus HaNizik, it's Rishus HaMazik. Elamai, you see, Tivshay, you can prove that Pi HaPoro or Pi HaKelev, Gardin of Rishus HaNizik, not Rishus HaMazik. There's a Yofi. This Shailovich, nobody knew the answer for, we've proven it. The Mishnah, proven it for the Mishnah. Gavali, what's your point? What's your point? Yeah, pretty good, David. If it's such a clear Mishnah, then what's the whole big discussion? Nobody could think of this one. Whoa, we did so. We don't know the Mishnah. We grew from it. What a great riot. Oh, well, they didn't know this riot. Yeah, they didn't think of it. So that's a difficulty on the Gemara. The difficulty, all these difficulties, that's what Yaakov started with, are all going to be addressed in this. That is good to know the difficulties before we start. And then when we, as we could proceed, we'll see more difficulties eventually. We'll see faces giving us all the answers. But that is the question. The question, if we express the sugya like we just did, then this question just jumps out at us. There are other questions as well, which perhaps you have. But this one's definitely a good one. Right? If it's such an obvious Mishnah, then what exactly is the whole discussion? But that's what Mar said. Tipshoy, we can resolve this Shaila. Tipshoy to Kiporo, which Chotzer, Kechatzer, and Izigdomi. Dichatzer, Mazigdomi. Because if it's like Chotzer, Mazig, if we say that the mouth of the animal is like a dinner of Chotzer, Mazig, lame, lame. Why can't the dog owner say, my boy, riftoch, perpuma de cowboy? Why do I have bread in my mouth? I know I have to pay because it's just a nizik. That's just a malik. So why do you have bread in my mouth? I don't need to pay you. I don't need to pay you. The loaf of bread in my mouth, I don't need to pay you. Why should I need to pay you? That's what the Gemara wants to bring around. Why is your loaf of bread in my mouth? In my mouth, little dog. I should have to pay for that. So if you're going to call the mouth as a shusha mazik and not consider it shusha nizik, then the mazik got right to say, why are you in my rishus? Why do I have a bread in my rishus? Why should I have to pay you? Why do I have a bread in my rishus? You don't understand the question. Why? Yes, with this Gemara, there's lots of questions that at first sight, say, don't make any sense, right? We're allowed to express it that way because that's going to bring out the pshat in the end. But yes, that's expressing it. What's your problem?
Just asking if you're in trouble?
No. No.
You
can't just trying to answer problems about it. First of all, let's see what it's saying. It's not saying
something very, very strange to me.
Yeah, yeah. Saying something strange.
The dog came and snatched this nice sandwich. And then you're gonna have the chutzpah to be able to say to him, what's your sandwich doing in my dog's mouth?
Excellent. That is the third kasha on the sugya.
You can ask him that question.
That's the third kasha on the sugya. Very good. Another difficulty on the sugya. Now, what's this guy saying to you, to the owner of the dog, the owner of the loaf of bread? Why is your loaf of bread in the mouth of my dog? I'll tell you why it's there. Because your dog took it. So you don't want to pay me for it. It's in my rishus.
There's another problem.
Another problem.
That basically, if you do it that way, then how will it ever have to stay out there?
Oh, that's a Gemara question.
Yeah.
That's a very good question. That's a Gemara question.
That's fair. Yeah.
Okay. The Gemara. If you have that question before the Gemara, I'll say
yeah.
Okay. Bye. That's definitely also a good kasha. It's like on a different league, but that's okay. The Gemara said that, yeah. But the other kasha being asked, the Yaakov Sanda David and Yossi, and I'm sure I was actually Gemara. All these kashas are kashas which you read this Gemara is like reading Shashi. It doesn't make any sense unless you learn the proportion between Mazbi. That's at the moment it's all the Gemara saying. That if we're going to say that the mouth of the animal is a standalone shus, then he's got right to say, I should pay you for the loaf of bread that's in my rishus. Why don't you put it in my rishus? Who taught me to put it in my rishus? Right? As much as we know that halakha is if somebody moves into my rishus and my animal bumps into him, I don't need to pay. If I am my rishus, somebody walks in my rishus without permission, I don't need to pay. Why am I rishus? Carry the rubber. Why am I rishus? Nobody told me to put the loaf of bread in. Nobody said that this loaf of bread should be in the mouth of my rishus. So, that this loaf of bread is considered in the rishus nizik. It's considered in the rishus nizik. Right? So tishut, we can resolve the big shayla which was asked. We can resolve it. It's got in the rishus nizik. What's the right? Otherwise, why would the dog owner have to pay anything? He could turn around and say, it's your own fault. It shouldn't have been in my rishus. This is Rashi, tishut. You know, we actually have a Rashi before. Begodish Da'alme. Begodish Da'alme.
Because Rama Amay Mishalem, Amay Mishalem Acharo, the Gemara promises Al, Hay Acharo, yeah, Amay Mishalem, Hay Acharo, why do you have to pay the Acharo? Shenu, it's Shenu, being in Steyachet, then is it? You need Steyachet, if you attend somebody else in Kodesh, you need Steyachet, then is it? But I can don't have that. Okay. So, Elamai, you must be on the same person as Kodesh. Tifshot. Since we say you have to pay for the charor, we can plead and resolve the shayla that people also shall mazik. The people also the mazik, the mouth of the poor of the mazik. It's considered like a tzanizik. Tifshot, we can resolve. The mitzvah, since he, the shayla, pays.
Is he?
Yeah, the mer is since the komishalim, he is paying. The mid the kop, since the komishalim, he is paying.
It's not you, commercial view.
No,
no. It's he?
Yeah, now we have komishalim, right? Komishalim, we have lots of times, right? Komishalim, he has to pay. The mer is since the mer since the komishalim that he is paying. Karar for the karar, we can deduce the people also shall mazik the mouth of the cow of the mazik for yichelz v'tzani the eats v'tzani the is yichetzar hanizik tamir exactly like the tzani the of stay acher kolinom be we consider it stay acher instead of the nizik. Okay, we consider the stay of the nizik.
One more time, please. Sorry. Since he's paying for the korah,
since we say you have to pay, even though it's in the mouth of the cow, the dog, we can infer from here that people also shall not the mouth of the cow of the mazik, for if chelis it's eating in the chatzah hanizik, it's eating in the chotzah of the nizik, has the status of, now the next page, the chotzah hanizik, the status of chatzah hanizik.
It would be the other way. It would be the other way based on what we just said. We just said if we look at the case that we just brought beforehand, saying when the animal took the charor and she left to left the gadish and he's eating on the other field, and we were questioning that, Mashma is not a stay of the nizak any longer. What is and but the Mashma says that
that's in order to be high, it needs to be stay on this. So the other base has to be in the shut of the nizak. The nizik is one that got damaged. The question is, even if it's in the rishus of the nizik, if the animal's eating it and the mouth of the animal is considered rishus hamazik, then you wouldn't be chayav to pay.
But what did we just see from the case that we just learned?
If you're eating it somebody else's hot cell, there's no way. That's definitely possible. Why? Because it's not in the chatzah nizik. And the mouth of the animals, anyway, not the time of it. So there's no way we'll get to the name.
How did you say the deep palato, the mouth of the para, is going to be considered the state of the Zad? You just told
if me. He's standing, such as maybe the other I said, if he's standing in the nid, Rashi says, Hanechele, Hayucheles, Bechatzan is it. Tipshoi, the deep palato, Shelmazi, Hoycheles, Bechatzan is it. Who's eating in the Chatzan is it. Understand? People shall mazik. He's standing in the chatzan izik. But the mouth of the mazik, can we define this as a separate place?
But just look at the other case. Look at the other case. Look at the other
case. Of course, he's spot. He's not standing in the chatzan izik. So why should it be called Mishus Hanizik? In the other case, of course, you're spot. The shayla is in the case when he's actually eating. In the chatzan izik, would we still say you should be chayiv?
But how can you? But if you say the mouth is going to make it still the chatzan of the nizak, that doesn't matter.
That means even though if the animal belongs to somebody else, we ignore the animal. We look where he's standing. So it'll be a chatzan izik because it's standing in the chatzan izik.
So we want to see the horse's mouth is the chatzan of the nizak.
That means we ignore the fact that the owner of a cow owns the cow. We look where he's standing. He's standing in Chatzan Izik.
Also, I mean, it's completely understand. When we say that Paro is called Dinam Chitzah Nizik, we don't mean that if the Paro is standing in the street, that the Paro is called Dinam Chitzah Nizik. We don't mean if the Paro is standing in somebody else's shoes, that the Paro is called Dinam Chitzah Nizik. We mean to say that is, he's standing in Chitzah Nizik. But would we say the Paro is somebody gets it out of Chitzah Nizik, and now we call that Chitzah Mazik? We say, no, we don't say that. We look at where he's standing. He's standing in Tzah. So if the animal goes, the dog goes, eats up somebody else's godish. So of course, not Chayim. It's not Tzah Nizik. But then what the hell are they? Even if he eats up the godish of the Bala Paro, maybe it's still not called Tzah Nizik. It's in the mouth of Mazik. And it's cut off from the Tzah Nizik. It's in the Torah. Well, we see a type to pay, so you see that we don't look at it as a separate entity. We look at it, wherever it's standing, that's what it is. Yeah? Yeah, at the moment now we're scratching our heads because we look at the Havimina that the Balakera wouldn't have to pay for that. But yeah, the Gemara suggests it at the moment. Okay, so. Oh, so why are we so excited we found this collector's item? Why are we so excited we found this for you? Because it was a big shayla. There's like, well, because the Ibola, they had this shayla once. They had this shayla. I don't exactly know where the shayla was, but it was a shayla one of the bottom of Joshim, maybe many bottom of Joshim. They had this shayla. People, Kechotzan, is it Domi? Or Kechotzan, is it Domi? They had this shayla, a big shayla. Is it like the Chotzan, is it, or is it like Chotzan, is it? The main shiva had the shayla. Iboy
and Ruth. All of a sudden, just coming up with that because it said about a person saying that what's yours now, what's doing with it. Out of the mouth, it might have been out of the mouth. They had a question.
No, like I explained, we're very excited. We can now answer a shayla that was discussed once before. And this is our answer, which you want to say. Or the shayla which was discussed once before. Now we can tell you this shayla that was discussed once before. The Ibola, they had this shayla which was asked once before. So the sugya is really not in chronological order. The Gemara could have started off. Ibola, we had this shayla, but the way from being right, it's Ibola, we can answer it. The Gemara sends it the other way around. Oh, there is a shayla which I'll tell you about in a minute. This is going to be a good answer to the shayla. What was the shayla? The Ibola, they had this shayla. Is the mouth of a cow and the tin of a chotan izik or chotan mazik? So I'm not sure it's a question. Understand. What was the shayla? Okay, maybe we've got to ask. What was the shayla in the first place? Be honest, if you permit, say the chotan mazik domi, that it's got the status of chotan mazik, shen the chai rachmono, how would you have a case of Shen, it should be Chayim. How can you have a case of Shen, it's Chayim? Hey, Shen needs to be a stay Acher, needs to be Shutan Izik. If every mouth of an animal is considered a Shutan Mazik and not Shutan Izik, so when would you ever have a case? You're Chayim for Shen.
Question.
Right? Right? You're going to his chachacha with crystal lamp. Also, you want to know a case of Shem? The prototype case of Shem, which is mentioned in the Torah, is not that he ate it. Because if he ate it, he wouldn't be chalif. He made a mistake. He rolled it, he scratched himself on the wall and knocked down the wall. That's the case of Shem.
So that's the theoretically. The arm?
That's the only case you'd be chayim, yeah. The other case is Shem Shlach.
Why don't we call Shem?
Because Shem is a code word for having Hana while damaging.
Except
there's a reason why you put in this case for the Shusha Mas. It's a code word for doing damage with Hana, which the Shem is doing. And really, you just need to shut anything. You'll always have a problem with Shusha Mas. Okay, that's a technical problem. Shem is damage with Hana. There's no possible going to tell this is Shem. There's no possible going to tell this is Shem. Right? He's destroying the wall. He's destroying the wall. The bottom of the veil is there. We have a Mishnah. It says, I don't even have a Mishnah saying Shem. The Gemara was a Shem. There's no word in the Torah saying Shem. Right? But so you want to know, we call it Shem. Okay. So how do we have a case of Shem? Shem, you have a case of rubbing up your in the back on the wall. That's Ovia. Ovia is the Aki smashed the wall. And then there's no Shusmazik, Shusmazik, no Shusmazik. That's the prototype case of what we call Shem. He almost got some Aussie Domi, Shem the Ferrat Money from the Shkapa. Yeah, Shem. The Gemore, I'm a Mori, Braid of Kane. He mentioned his Kakako, the Kaisala also. He scratched the wall for his own pleasure. That's one example. Second example, Tin for Peris, Lan also. He rolled on flour, on fruit in order to scratch his back or to have some type of anor. By doing that, he damaged it, he didn't put it in his mouth, and therefore you are good. No? Good thing that we're learning that, right? Yeah. You imagine, this is really like, we got the Torah. You can imagine, they didn't have any back, any previous ideas, any muscularization. This is whatever the Torah says, that's what it is. Imagine if we would never have learned anything in Babakar. That is remarkable. That's a classic case of Shem, you smash the wall, that's what you're high for in the mouth. That's the feed. Before we came to this Maskona, we had a Mishnah here, but the Shem tells us not like that. Mishnah tells us, pair on the Kelev, dinner shows a Nizik. Oh, so now you can have a normal case of Shem. But otherwise, before that, throw on the back, roll on the wall, scratching the wall, whatever it is. Says Rashi, top of the omelet, be omelet, Gemara, come a harbin. The Gemara is now speaking. The Gemara is interrupting, interjecting. Kaloima.
What does that mean? The Gemara speaking.
It means the Gemara sort of Iboy Lehu, and suddenly the Gemara says Iomnes. Not normal thing. Normally you have Iboy Lehu, and then the Gemara brings Toshama, right, this way, that way. All of a sudden the Gemara says Iomnes. What is Iomnes? So the Gemara says Rashi Ben Mazbe. The Gemara is interjecting and saying, 1 second, you've got Shaila, it doesn't make any sense. How can you have a case of Shem? You've got Shaila, it's gone, then it's just a Nizim Mazik, Shaila, have a case of Shem. That's what they want. Kiloim, I'm not the Sakhila. What's your Sakhila look like? Pshita, it's obvious the Chatzan is the Gomi. Mazbe, it's got states in the Chatzan is the Gomi. Di Kechotza Mazik Domi, because if you say it's got the states of the Mazik, Im Kein Shem the Chatzan is the Gomi. How many had another case? They are Chai for Shem. How can you have a case of Hashem? Answer the Gemara. It's kachacho b'koyso. Says Rashi, yeah, he rubbed himself on the wall, the toldo of the Shena wall. That's what we call a toldo of Shem. And Hashem mamish loy, the met, you won't be chai for what we call real Shem. The omale, because the owner of the cow can say, be perosi, the mouth of my par is rishusi, he is my own rishus. I don't need to pay for you. You get it.
The point of Rashi says, Tolda the Shem.
Yeah, well, we call Tolda the Shem.
We will, but if that, where we're holding the Gemara now, that would be
that would be the only Shem. Yeah. Yeah. The Tim for Peyois, and it did Gilgum. It rolled on the fruit, dirty them, Ke'en, Shois, and Susim, the Chamorim. Like donkeys, horses and donkeys do. I've never actually seen it, but that's what they do. Or Belaz, it's called Goruta.
One.
To waltz.
Going to waltz.
Waltz. It's waltzing as you dance through the Well, that comes from that, yeah.
Yeah.
And the side of the Lali Rashi, they say the translation of these French words is that our kid dance.
That's what they call a person waltzing.
Maybe. Yeah. Okay, yeah. Okay, fine. Okay. So now the Gemara is discussing. Oh, so she's saying, what's Shen? Shen is that scratched his back on the wall. The Gemara can't be. Maskulo Mazutri. Mazutri asked the question, that can't be. We're going still on, what's your question, Bechlal? Because you need to have a Shen in the Torah. It can't be because of, we only, there's no possible that says Shen in the Torah, right? There's only a code possible that says Uvir is the Arkha. And what, how do you know Uvir means Shen? How do you know Uvir means Shem? Maybe Uvir means Begel. Maybe Uvir means Karen. How do you know Uvir means to eat? So the apostle Gemara says, Kashay Yivail,
agolol atumoy. Kashivai agolol atumoy. That's how you know in Shem. Kashivai agolol. What's golol? Golol is the teeth. Because sometimes it's visible, sometimes it's not visible. Zerashi Mazgan. Right? Agolol, gidul. Yeah? Kashivai agolol atumoy. That's the word that we know that Shem is. It has to be something atumoy. Atumoy means it's gone, finished, destroyed. That's it. Not there. Now, if you're not going to war, the bricks are still there. So it can't be that's what the shed is. Eating, I understand, it's gone. There's no more fruit. But you're telling me that can't be because it's Rosh Hashanah. It's what is knocking out walls, but the water, the stones are still there. So why do you have a case of Kashivai Golo atumoy? That's the most cash. Maskamazuche. I mean, you know, Kashivai Gol or Tumori Belekhe. You need Kashivai Agol Atumori. And we don't have that. The rabbiner said, you know, I got to Teretz Kashivai. We could say that the mouth of an animal is just a mazik. And you can still have a case of Shem in a way that destroys completely without eating. Oh, so the Gemara, Rabbinama, the Shof Salmi. He rubbed himself on the wall to knock down the wall, and on the wall was beautiful decorations, and he completely rubbed off those beautiful decorations. So he destroyed the atumoy, no more that. Ravashi says, you know what? He rolled on the fruit, the posi psui, he smashed them deep into the ground, that's it, together. Can't get out of here. All right, that's how you can have a case of shame. That's the beginning of the cigarette, that's before you start. You've got a shayla. What's the din of the pair of the poron? Is it din of Shetanidosh Lamazik? That's a shayla. How can you have a shayla b'chlar? So where would you have a case of Shem? Knock down a wall. Knock down a wall. Where's that? Kashivai. Gola ad tumoy. Gola means teeth. Right? Have a look in there. Rashi. Rashi can get given on that and gives two shots in. But obviously, what Gola is. Yeah, one shot is top of the honor. A golo, gimel on the
gimel,
three, eight. Gimel on the a golo, high no shen, shepomi magula, or pomi mapusa. Observe, yevair. You see, yevair means right, nishakin, eh? Now the shot got on Israel, it's the whatever excrement. So shen mevair is. The Michael, the Shem destroys the food, the Nas is Golol, and it turns it into dung. Okay, so Golol means one of those two things. So says the Gemara, I'm going to need to be a tumoy. How are you going to have a tumoy? That's it, okay. Comes it back, destroys the picture. Rolls in fruit, destroys the fruit. Says Rashi, Mabino, a tumoy.
We're using the possible Malachim to define
the experience. Yeah. The Torah said the Loshen, which we don't know what it means, but have a look elsewhere in Tanakh will give us an understanding of what this word means.
Even though Malachim was written hundreds of years later.
Yeah, it's totally used as a Gilu. Not learning the Loshen from that, we're learning the Gilu we want in Shachar Torah. Yeah.
But it was. They have a textual proof of what it meant, but we knew what it meant since the time I've seen it.
Sure.
But this is just a written representation.
Right. Yep. Okay. Says the Gemara, since we have to Rashi. From Inon Atumo, you see where the Rashi is? Inon Atumo, third narrow line. From Inon Atumo, the Machal Yekam needs to be completely destroyed. So Uvir, the Hashem, Uvir means. We said in the Gemara, the base says, "Vir is Shem." How do you know that? From this pasuk, "Miyuvai Hagolo Atumoy." From this pasuk, "Melachim Nachgalon." We learn it out from there. The pair come. V'hoch olek Atumoy Shalayin Avonim v'peiros ben. Still, the stones and the fruits are still there. So it's not Atumoy. Knock down a wall. That's what happens.
What?
When you knock down a wall, that's what happens.
They're not still there. You're not down the wall.
What's on the floor? What's on the floor?
It's not complete eradication.
What's on the floor? All their stuff?
Walls. It's
the stones are still there. He's got something to rebuild his wall with.
Ma?
Ma means?
I don't understand.
You don't understand? If Zanya has a wall that falls down, you can't reuse those stones to rebuild this building.
Yeah.
Of course you can. So what's the ma? And yes, they're still there. He hasn't destroyed it to nth degree. He still left things there. They can rebuild it. And same with the fruit. He's rolled them. Obviously, it's not nice, but there's still something left there. Don't think about it. No, he actually removed completely the shaft zami kishin is kachetol. Because when he rubbed himself, itched himself on the wall, mochkot subo sha'olah, he erased the nice picture that was on it, the ikatumoy, that is tumoy, there's no more picture there, finished.
You bet the previous Rashi? Yeah.
I'll be in on ad tumoy, you need it to be ad tumoy. The mechalia karen, it's destroyed the karen. The karen is what existed beforehand. Karen is always considered the basic, what was there before anything started. Somebody damages, he has to pay the karen. No. He destroyed the Karen. The Karen is the investment. As well, the Karen is what you put in. Yeah. And the rib is so you have to destroy that primary element. The whole, how do you know? The whole Uvia is Hashem. This Josh that we learn, Uvia is Shem, me. Where do you know it from? Me. You buy a dollar or two much. Not belong. You learn how from that Pasuk of Eloka. Prepare coming, the first pay, that's where we learned it. The hocha, in this case here, rolling, smashing down the wall, or rolling a fruit, there's no tumoy, shadain ha'vonim, ba'peh is be'en, the stones and the fruit are still be'en. To which he answered, the shachtzal mir, keshen is chachacho mekoiso, when he itched himself, rubbed himself on the wall, mochkot surah sha'olav, it rained, the picture was on it, the ikka tumoy. That is tumoy. The posib suyi, kishin is chatko bekoisel. We just did that. Posib suyi, so kishin is galgba. Alapes, when he rolled on the fruit, tochvosom betit, he squashed them into tit, some type of dirt or cement or something like that. Miyesh el laptop, now you've lost it. You can't get your food back. That's one shot of what posib suyi means. He rolled on the fruit in a way that you won't be able to get the fruit back. Lishtachine, the posi pesui, slightly different words with an aleph, not ayin. Not the posi pesui, but rather the posi pesui, kemoi pasu emunim, in Tehillim. It means, keloi mashe shofko mashke, it knocked over while it was rolling, it knocked over liquid, bigulgula, while it was rolling. He has now destroyed and poured out the karen. The water, the liquid that was there is now gone.
The fruit?
No. It was rolling on fruit. And besides the fruit, there was also a jug of fruit, of water. And as he rolled, he knocked over that jug. All the water went to waste. And he destroyed that water. Not the fruit. He was rolling, and while rolling, he knocked down some liquid, right?
And then she had the food.
That's why he's rolling.
So just they're talking about the natural pressure. So again, it's a problem. If it was rolling on the fruit, the mass of the fruit, it's no longer, nobody has, it's no longer fit for human consumption. We're still saying that it's not a tumor.
If it's mamish no longer for human consumption, well, it's fit for animal consumption. As long as they've got some value in what's left.
So a pile of bananas, an animal trampled and rolled over it, and it's all squished and gooey.
Right.
And normally
they still make banana juice from it.
But that's not a tumor.
Yeah. Well, the eyes don't see it, the chef gets away with it, right? That's the rule. Whatever you don't see, you can get away with it. So, it's still got value. Right, ad tumo means ad tumo. Totally wrong. I thought one of you would have a issue on the Gemara, besides the ones that you have asked. If we're learning out from the Pasuk, Yevai HaGolol ad tumo,
So the pasuk that you buy a golo is talking about teeth. A golo is teeth. So why don't you bring a raya? It has to be because you buy a golo. It has to be something to do with teeth. Rolling on the floor, rolling, rubbing your back has nothing to do with teeth. But that the Gemara doesn't ask. The Gemara does ask in the last word, because you buy a golo at tumo. Yeah, it has to be tumo. That the Gemara doesn't ask in the first word. What about the golo? Or it's be some type of dung, like the other pshat Rashi, the teeth is what you eat, it becomes like dung, which we roll on the fruit, it's not dung. That's our on the Gemara, which you see from here that when the Gemara says Kishmai Golo, the possible that wasn't it wasn't defining the shen, it'd be the Golo Shulah. The definition was the Tumah Shulah. That's what you see from the Gemara. And when the Gemara is asking about Tumah, because that's what the definition is. And the Golo is just a way to get to the definition. The definition is the Tumah.
Except that people, anyway, they knew what the definition was before the pasuk was written.
Well, no, this pasuk is showing us what the definition is.
Right, but they well knew that without the pasuk, they knew what it meant.
So we needed the right. The Torah told us something.
Except in the smartphone, isn't it?
Right. So, the Torah says Kashir Bare, which us, we wouldn't know what it means. The Torah says, or Vier is there, we wouldn't know what it means. But if we look around to Tanakh, Hashem was megalitas elsewhere, for us to understand here. But you're right, there was always this definition when Moshe Rabbeinu received the Torah, this is how he understood it.
Now we have actual support for that.
So the support is the definition is that tumor. How you get them, that's teeth, but that's not, didn't have to be. Shen didn't have to be teeth. Shen has to be destroyed for not ad tumor. That's what you need. Okay, fine. So now here starts all the rayas. And we know a raya because we've been pushed it from our suya. But when they asked the shayla there back in 1,500 years ago, they didn't have this raya which we just brought from the door. They're looking for other rayas. Other rayas, which I guess must be clearer rayas because they didn't choose this one. It must be the rayas they brought were the best rayas they could bring. So they brought a raya from Toshamah. From Shitzabay Sakelim, who knows where you would find a Mishnah or Brights about Shitzabay Sakelim? That's one place. They brought a riot from somewhere. So, where would they bring a riot from? Happens to be a Mishnah in Sanhedrin. A Mishnah in Sanhedrin, Shitzabay Sakelim, Shitzabay Sanachosh. You had this big Shaila in Shaila in Bobakan, right? Field Forest, Shaila Bobakan. A lot of Shem. Shen, whether it's Chayim, Shisanidik, Malik, that's the Sugya in Baba Kam, right? And to answer this Shaila, they brought a Raya from Sanhedrin. And really, that's the best Raya they could think of. She's the boy Sakele. She's the boy Zanokosh. This is a bit of a sad story, but there was a dog that bit a hand of a person. Why did it bite the hand of the person? Because the hand was in the mouth of the person, right? And then somebody came and enticed the dog and made the dog bite that hand. Yeah. Shitabay is a kelev, shitabay is a nohosh, potom. One who enticed him, well, as opposed to what?
I thought I was reading it that he was standing next to the dog and he was trying to instigate the dog to bite this person.
And the dog then went and put his whole mouth over the mouth. Okay, that could be a shot until we get to places. Okay, could be a shot. Could be a shot. There might have been time which we haven't learned anything. Yeah, you could learn like that. That the whole, I enticed the dog, and the dog went and bit the person's hand. Okay. So she's supposed to kill him, she's supposed to nochosh. I enticed the kelim, or I enticed the nochosh to do it. Potter. The one who enticed it is Potter. Man Potter, who's Potter? Potter, Mishasi. The myth says Potter, but obviously it's referring to the one who enticed it. But we want to be Medaic. And she's the boy for Kelev, he's Potter. Because he only enticed it. So the owner of the dog would be. She's the boy. I don't say if a dog bit Potter. Said, she's the boy for Kelev, you're Potter. Ashma. That's only because you were shisa. But if the dog would, the owner of the dog actually did it, he'd be chayiv. Huh? Chayiv to pay. Chayiv bala kelev. Man poto. The bachis is poto mishase.
V'chayim balakelim. It's a deal. Shitzavon. The one that's Mishasa, he's bottom. Mashma, he's the one bottom, but the balakelim would have to pay. He omres kechatzam azik domi. If he says, so the din of a chatzam azik, leim eleim, my boy yodoch, why did the owner of the dog have to pay? Why don't we just say, why didn't the owner of the dog say, I should pay for my dog biting your hand? Why is it in my mouth? Why is it in the mouth of my dog? I should have to pay for that. Why should I have to pay? Why is it in the mouth of my dog? Well, that's also a good question because. Because what was this? This shen? Is it Karen? Biting a hand. The dog biting a hand. Why is he biting it? What happened exactly? It's shen, or it's Karen, or Drago.
But the painful mezek, then, if the Karen is the Amua, it's considered the Amua.
It doesn't say how much he has to pay. This is tired. It doesn't say how much he has to pay. So, let's say so it's Shen. It's hard to understand what Hanol the dog gets by biting his hand, but let's say it's Shen. So then we have to say it's standing in Shusha Nizik. Standing in Shusha Nizik. We'll have to clarify this point. This point
right, exactly.
Right. We wouldn't care. So it's also part of needs clarification. So this line on this command needs clarification exactly. What exactly is the question? Because what mazik are we talking about? So he's got a question. Seems to be deeper than that. Seems to be, even if it is Karen, I don't need to pay if you walk into my rishus and my animal gores you. I don't need to pay. Because why are you in my rishus? Here as well, I don't need to pay. Why is your hand in my rishus? If we're going to look at the rishus of the mazik, the rishus of the dog as the rishus of a mazik, then why can't the dog owner turn around to the hand and say, why is your hand in the mouth of my dog? Why didn't I handle my dog? Why don't I don't need to pay? It's your fault. Why is it there? Now, of course, Yossi's going to ask, what do you mean, why is it there? The dog went and took it. Right? That was Yossi wanted to handle it. The dog went and took it. What are you saying? Why is it there? So he's going to talk about that point as well. Okay, so simple reading, it's not going to do with Shen or Regal. It could even be Karen. But there's a time here. Why do I need to pay for what my dog did? It's your fault. Your hand was in the mouth of my dog. My boy Yodok, the Pumidika boy. That's the Rai that they wanted to bring. See any Rashi, any Rashi in it? Hishuch Bo. No, there isn't. Poto, there's one tiny Rashi. Poto Mishaseh, the one who did it, the one who goaded on the animal is Poto. The Gromo, then he's off in Poto. That's why he's Poto. It's Gromo, then he's off. So that's the Rai they want to bring, that you see that Pipoto doesn't have its own status. Is not considered a shizamazik. Because if you would have a shizamazik, why can't the owner of the dog say, I don't need to pay for what my dog did to your hand? Your hand shouldn't have been there. Right? Your hand shouldn't have been there. Of course, because he's right, what do you mean shouldn't have been there? The dog took it. We'll see. Okay. So the Gemara said, you know what? No. Of course, the dog owner's potter because the hand shouldn't have been there. When they said potter, mishase, didn't mean that only the Meshasin Potter. Amen, say Potter, Ach Meshasin, even the Meshasin Potter. Of course, the dog owner is Potter, because why is the hand there? The hand shouldn't have been there. It's the Meshasin Mazik. But even the Meshasin Potter, because you might have thought that he's the one who's going to do it, he should have to pay. No, he doesn't need to pay because it's only Brahma being his offer. Levi saying, oh, we match for the eye and say, no, the afkele nibe v'salpe. You made a mistake. You thought the dog hit the hand that was in the mouth. No, he stretched out his teeth and scratched the hands or bit the hands with his teeth out. In which case, it was never in the rishut of the mouth of the neck of the dog. You don't know anymore. It's just that. And his teeth. Nibe are his teeth. Salpe is the scratch. But says Rashi, the after Nibe, Shahoitzi Shinom, he took out his teeth, his samtoy, and he scratched it. The Hiches Yodar is if he didn't put the hand into it. Then, the Pipori,
Now, of course, it's chayav. Now he scratched the hands of the nizik. Of course, he has to pay. If it's in the mouth of the poor, the poor could say, why are you there? If it wasn't in the mouth, why are you scratching my hand? Of course, you need to pay. The dog going to have to. Yeah, so that's where we're at until now. So if you go further than the Gemara, okay, so we'll stop here for now. But we've done to Gemara, which sounds nomish strange, but that's what seems to be saying. So far, there's a Havamina that Shem is potter if it's in Rishus of the, if it's in the mouth of the animal. Why? Because the person can say, why is your local bread in my mouth? Why is your hand in my mouth? I've got a right to say, I don't need to pay for what's in my mouth because it's your fault. Why is it there? And we're going to learn it's not as simple as it sounds, but that's for the time being. We're learning Rashi until the Mishnah. Rashi for the Mishnah. And then once you've done that, you can start tasting the tishah. Not a difficult tasis. Not a difficult tasis. Looks long. It's not a difficult tasis. It must be the sugya from Aleph until Tof, from A until Z. Must be very well. Okay, should be well. Much better. Have a good day.